Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the channel. Today, I've got some more r/entitled parent stories for you. Halloween entitled mother sees that my porch light is off, but doesn't give a dang. Proceeds to ring my bell over and over, then has a cow when I don't have candy. I am a migraine sufferer, and they pop up at the worst possible times. One Halloween a few years ago, I had a terrible one and had to ditch the idea of answering the door for trick-or-treaters. Since I was so sensitive to light and noise, I turned off our porch lights, other house lights, and went to bed. As soon as it got dark, it started. My doorbell ringing over and over, even though there were no lights on in the house. Every time it happened, my dogs would go nuts, making even more noise and making me hurt even more. I ignored it for as long as I could, but when someone leaned on the doorbell and rang it over and over and over again, I finally flew out of bed and ripped the door open, ready to go off. I expected a kid to be the one ringing the bell, but it was a Karen, the entitled mum. Behind her were two little kids, dressed adorably, holding pillowcases. What the F, lady? Porch light off is the international sign for no candy. But the entitled mum acts as if she's unearthed an amazing secret. I knew you were home! She shoos the kids up to me and they yell out trick or treat and thrust their pillowcases at me. I had a huge bag of candy in the kitchen, but I was so upset I totally forgot about it. Girls, I'm sorry, but I don't have any candy. That's why my porch light was off. To the entitled mum I say, look, I don't feel well. I purposely turned my lights off so that I wouldn't be disturbed by children tonight. You should not be knocking on doors with no lights on. It's Halloween! Surely you can suck it up for a few hours to do something that makes children smile? How can you not have any candy? I'm sure you have something in your kitchen you can give them. My head is throbbing. I can't believe this woman. Something in my kitchen? Yes, what else do you have that you can give them since you weren't prepared? The kids can sense that I'm frustrated and angry. They start to walk down the driveway away from us, hoping their mum will follow them to a house that actually has candy. You better go get your kids, they're leaving. Not until you give them something. They are owed that. It's Halloween, you selfish lady. She calls them to come back to the porch. They reluctantly wander closer. Okay, fine. I got a bottle of ketchup or a box of noodles? How about a frozen burrito or a pack of oatmeal? Does that fit your criteria? Get off my property. This is absurd. You're the absurd one. My kids deserve Halloween treats and you couldn't even be bothered to pick any up. I'm going to tell other parents about you so they avoid your house. I laughed out loud. Promise? Yay, thanks. That'll be very helpful. And I slammed the door in her face. I did feel bad for her kiddos. They got a trashy mum. I think when you see your kids are walking away, that's the end. You should probably follow them as their mum. It's not as if there aren't that many houses to go to. Just pick another house. Stop annoying this lady. Jesus. Moving on to our second story. I expect you to build my son a game, and I expect you to do it for whatever I pay you. For context, I work at a cafe in the downtown core of the city I live in. Today, I was taking advantage of a lull between customers to talk to a friend about game design, and more specifically, a game I'm dreaming of developing one day. Granted, said dream, though, is probably a pipe dream in all honesty, given how time-consuming and expensive it is. We were talking about how the game's multiplayer would be structured when this story begins. As usual, EK is entitled kid, EM entitled mum, F friend, and me. Now, this entitled kid has been hovering around, obviously within eavesdropping distance, for the last couple of minutes, when he moves in and inserts himself into the conversation.
Wow, that game sounds cool!
I'm both enthused at the interest and annoyed at the intrusion. Thanks, I guess.
What's it called? Where can I get it?
It's not even built, it's just an idea.
Yeah, but what's it called? Is it on Xbox?
My friend says it's not an actual game, kid, it's just an idea in OP's head.
What? Why not?
Because I have no time or money.
What? Can't you make time? And you make money here. Spend it on making that game.
It's gonna cost a heck of a lot more than my wage here.
Lie. liar.
Excuse me?
If you're gonna keep lying like that, I'm gonna get my mum to pay you. Then you'll have no more excuses.
My friend's amused. Sure, go right ahead. The entitled kid runs off and we keep talking about making the game when his entitled mum butts into the conversation without warning, stopping us by basically shoving a hand in my friend's face to stop him.
Hi there, I'm EK's mother. He said you play a game that he wants to play and you aren't telling him the name.
We're not telling you the name because it doesn't have one yet. The entitled mum, already getting angry,
how can a game not have a name yet? How do you expect someone to find it on Bing?
Yes, she actually said Bing. We're still laughing about it now. I'm doing my best to keep a straight face. Look, it's not even made yet. My friend's doing the same. It's not even being made. The entitled kid behind his entitled mum says,
what? You guys are talking about how to play it though.
Yeah, just because OP knows how it will play doesn't mean it's actually made. The entitled mum scoffs.
And how does that work? How do you know all that if it's just in your head?
I say bluntly, you've never imagined how something works before? The entitled mum visibly pauses before continuing.
Alright, fine. How long will it take you to make this?
Probably quite-
But EM interrupts. Have you even started?
No, I don't even have the money. The entitled mum gets angrier.
What? You have a job, you know? You earn money working here, right? Whatever. My son's going to keep hounding me about this, so how much will I have to pay you?
Wait, you'll pay him?
Yes.
You want to pay me?
Yes.
To make this game? The entitled mum is going red-faced.
Yes, how much? Stop being lazy and spit it out.
I pause for a few moments to think of an answer. $500,000.
$500,000?
To pay for staff, development PCs, software licenses, data centers, cloud storage and servers. I need more to buy or rent an office.
That is bull. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to make this game for me and you're not going to lie about the price. I'm paying you $80 like any other game out there and nothing more. I want to play the beta.
The entitled mum listens to her entitled kid.
And you're going to have a beta ready for my son next week.
No, I won't.
Excuse me? I'm paying you so I expect you to do your job. And I expect you to have it ready by this time next week.
I'm deadpan. I'm not working this day next week.
Well, then you better come back here to meet me. Otherwise, I'm not paying you.
Okay, I'm not working, so I'm not coming in.
The entitled mum sputters. Enough. Beta. Here. This time next week. Or I'm not paying you.
The entitled mum and entitled kid leave at this point. Honestly, I hope they do come back. My manager was watching in the background and she got a good laugh out of it all. Both her and I are actually kind of hoping EM and EK come back next week. And if they do, we'll update you all. Well, yeah, I'm really hoping they come back as well. I want to see what they say.
It's so weird how people have no idea how much time, effort, and talent goes into a project like making a fully fledged game. I love how she thinks that $80 is enough to make an entire game. That is just ludicrous.
Moving on to our final story, Karen wants my shiny Pokemon for her son. Got a Halloween one for you, featuring my misadventures playing Pokemon Go. So, I'm a coffee addict. I know, shocker. And as coffee addicts like to do, this morning I went for a stroll down to the Golden Arches for a cup of joe. And because walking and doing nothing is boring, I decided to play some Pokemon Go while I walked to get that sweet cup of magical bean juice. The walk there was fairly uneventful, a couple people just milling about doing their own thing. I get to McDonald's and get my sweet ambrosia and step outside. I proceed to whip out my phone and take the long way home to hit a couple stops and enjoy my coffee. I'm walking up to my first and what would turn out to be my last stop and spy our would-be antagonist and the semen she decided was a cute pet at the stop. Now it's sitting at the heater that was in the gazebo built at the stop. I'm a few feet away and it happens. Cue Pokemon battle music. A wild shiny Mischievous appears. To be fair, I had a lucky egg going. I load that sucker up with a berry and throw a great ball at it. I catch it and in my drowsy excitement, I shout an exuberant F yeah. This draws the ire out of our antagonist.
Hey, don't swear, there are children around.
Reasonable reaction, I guess. I accept I'm in the wrong there. I didn't know that a crotch goblin was near, yet I still swore. My bad, the kid was like six, so meh, I'll just head out. Oh, sorry, miss, I got a little excited. It won't happen again. I'm just passing by, so I'll be out of your hair soon.
Good, what on earth would make you swear around a child?
I'm playing Pokemon on my coffee run and just caught a shiny ghost I've been hunting. I got a little too excited about it and got carried away. My brain is still at the bottom of my cup.
Well, you owe my son something for what you did. Give him that Pokemon now.
I'm going to assume a bunch of you know how that game works with trading, but for non-nerds, here's a too long didn't read.
I can't give give her spawn a rare Pokemon without us playing together for way too long for a 28-year-old man to be chilling with a 6-year-old. Yeah, that's not gonna happen. Matilda resists the urge to ask for my manager. Excuse me?
Not going to happen. I'm not giving your son anything. Not just that I can't.
What do you mean you're not giving my son anything?
Exactly what I said. She finally mega evolves to a full-blown Karen.
You will give my son that effing Pokemon now, you POS, or I will call the police and charge you with harassment.
I point at the camera in the park that watches the bum sleep in the gazebo. Go ahead.
In true entitled fashion, she actually calls the police on me. I haven't even gotten within 5 meters of this woman, and I know the camera has seen it all, including my happy dance at catching that little idiot. Spoiler, I can't dance.
The RCMP show up, and of course, Matilda instantly flies off the handle and starts spewing vitriol at them about how I'm basically Hitler.
Seriously, she made me out to be a wandering pedo and serial rapist in the same breath.
I'm just leaning against the fence, looking bored and annoyed, throwing balls at passing ghastly, sipping my coffee. Calm as can be, despite my annoyance, only because of the coffee. The officer approached me and asked me what happened. Look, I was on my morning coffee run and played some Pokemon Go on the way there. I caught something I've been hunting for a while and got excited and swore within earshot of her and her son. I held up my phone, displaying my new trophy.
Did you ever approach that woman? She's saying you tried to touch her son.
I haven't even been within a few meters of her. Check the camera. I've been here listening to her screaming at me because I accidentally said the F word near a child and wouldn't do as she demands and give her child a rare Pokemon by way of apology.
Matilda hears the word camera and goes white. Evidently, she missed me pointing right at it.
She tried backpedaling really fast while the other officer is off checking the footage in his cruiser. He returns with his cuffs out. Not for me, though for her. They asked me if I wished to press charges. I told them yes. She was booked for filing a false police report, lying to an officer, and I'm not sure what else. I'll find out later, and I'll update when I get more information.
Karen, give me a Pokemon. OP, no.
Karen, surprise shiny Pikachu face.
Anyway, I'm pretty sure we saw earlier that Karen actually called you a POS. Now, that is surely much worse than just saying the F word, right?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Entitled mother wants everyone to speak English in Mexico. In the middle of September, I went to Cancun for holidays with my mum. We're Mexican, but my first language is not Spanish. Sorry in advance for any mistakes, and we're from a city a bit away from there. We were staying at a really fancy hotel. My grandmother paid the room and plane for us in celebration of my 18th birthday, and we really wanted to make the most of it. This obviously meant they had a lot of foreign people staying, so most of the hotel was managed in English. Everything was great. We got a nice view of the sea and wanted to do a lot of things. Now, my skin is quite sensitive to the sun. I get red real fast, so we went to swim before breakfast. Now, this was when we had our first encounter with the entitled mum. She was a normal-looking lady, and she didn't even have a Karen haircut. Her and her two sons, who were both around 8 to 10 years old, were staying in a room 2 doors down from mine. So when we went out on our way to the lift, we saw them doing the same. My mum greeted them politely. Buenos dias. And seeing that she didn't answer, and assuming then that she was from another place, she corrected it to good morning. And gosh, the look on her face, she looked offended and just nodded in return. She decided to take the stairs instead, as she had a lot of things from her kids in her hands. Now, I'm a big advocate that there is no way to look Mexican, and my family is a weird Arabic/Japanese mix from 3 generations ago, and you really couldn't tell by eye where we are from. Now, this is going to be important later. We went swimming to the beach and everything was cool, no bad encounters. I even made conversation with a German girl and my mum with hers. A bit later, we went to the main canteen to eat breakfast. It was a dang big place full of food, half traditional Mexican food and the other with more international plates. And as much as I love waffles in the morning, I was feeling a bit more like chilaquiles with eggs. They had this guy making the eggs. You just went near the counter, he asked you how you wanted them, and he made made them for you. It was that simple. We stand in queue just a couple away from our turn, and what do we find? That lady from earlier coming right behind us. Now, the chef had really broken English, but it wasn't a problem since we just really needed to know how the different egg stars were named. Now, his English would improve with the time working there.
Good morning, how do you want your eggs?
My mum said,
revueltos por favor,
which is scrambled, please. The guy sighed in relief. God knows how long it had been since he last spoke in Spanish.
Saliendo, señor.
Coming, mom.
Hace un rato que no aparecía alguien de aquí. ¿Cómo está parada baja?
It's been a while since the last time someone from here appeared. It's low season. The entitled mom touched my mother on the shoulder.
I'm sorry, but could you speak English? Most of us do, so you should as well, you know, to not make anything awkward.
My mom feels uncomfortable speaking in English, so I answered. I'm sorry if it bothers you, mom, but it's easier for the chef to speak in his own language, and if we can help, we will.
Wow, rude. It's his job to know English, but not ask to know Spanish.
We won't talk to you in Spanish, don't worry, but right now we aren't speaking to you.
Just don't speak Spanish at all while there's people around.
I'm really sorry, but we have the right to speak any language we want.
Well, at least speak your own language and don't ridicule the rest of us for speaking English.
And my language would be...
How would I know? Korean?
Now, for the record, not me nor my mum look a bit Korean. I don't know where she got this idea. Yes, we do look a bit East Asian, but not Korean. Mom, Spanish is mine and my mother's language. We aren't trying to ridicule you, we're just asking for scrambled eggs.
See? She raised her voice. It was that simple to ask for your eggs in English. Next time, do it at first.
We were done and just turned around. The eggs were already served. My mom said to the chef,
muchas gracias. Le encargo otros de estrellados para mi hija, por favor.
Thank you very much. I want another two fried for my daughter, please. He looked at the entitled mom and said,
claro, señorito.
Of course, miss, while cracking the eggs.
Estoy pasando más seguido de lo que piensa. Los gringos se ponen bien especiales.
This happens a lot more than you expect. Americans get really weird. The entitled mum walked away and we thought we were safe from her yelling, until a few moments later when we were already out of the queue and she was back with the manager.
It was him! He didn't want to cook my eggs if I didn't ask for them in Spanish!
Is that true? The chef was frozen, so I stepped in.
No es verdad. La señora quería hacernos hablar inglés a la fuerza. Todavía no siquiera era su turno.
It's not true. She wanted us to speak English at force. It wasn't even her turn yet. Miss, she says you wanted them to speak in English.
Well, in my opinion, they should not be speaking in Spanish in here.
The manager's looking resigned. Sorry, there is nothing I can do against that. They are staying here just as you are and can speak anything they please. If you wish, there is another person making eggs at the other side of the buffet.
What an unprofessional place. I want you to know that me and my family are not coming back.
We are sorry to hear that. Enjoy the rest of your stay. He was done. God knows how many people like her he's dealt with in the past. Long story short, she just stayed one more day and was always looking at us like we were some kind of bug, whispering things to her children while directly staring at us. Did we care? No, not really.
Oh my god, how dare you speak Spanish in Mexico? It's not like Spanish is the official language or anything.
People never cease to amaze me. Now, to be honest, one of the main reasons I chose to study Spanish at a high level at university is because I feel so guilty whenever I go to another country and don't know the language. You guys must agree, right? If you live in America or English, it feels like everyone knows English when they come to visit us. But when English or American people go to another country, it's rare that we'll know the language. So for this American to say, no, you can't speak Spanish in Mexico, that is beyond ludicrous. Oh, and by the way, I definitely didn't choose this story to flex my Spanish. Nah, that didn't happen at all. Moving on to our next story. Entitled parent tries to get me to have sex and get pregnant to cure my mental issues. Hey, so I got reminded of a lady at my job who seriously tried to get me to have sex and have a baby. So I'm asexual. I've been that way for years. I've also been diagnosed with unspecified psychosis, depression, and anxiety. The chance of me having sex is slim, and the chance of me having kids is even slimmer. My co-workers know about my mental issues. I ended up in a mental hospital for a bit, and they wondered where I was. And this one parent was trying desperately for me to have sex because sex would cure my depression, and a baby would cure my psychosis. Why is she entitled? Because she has three kids that she only kept around for a check and blew all her money on drugs. But she apparently has enough knowledge to know how to cure mental illness. She also tried hitting on guys young enough to be her kids. And no matter how many times I told her sex wouldn't cure me, she never let it drop. She finally got locked up, and after the second time, her kids were taken away. But having kids worked out so well for her, so I should just listen. Well, this story was shorter than I usually choose, but I had to read it. This is just mental. If you think that having kids will fix your mental issues, you are crazy. Moving on to our final story. Entitled kid attempts to steal from the store, but his entitled mum yells at me and my co-worker. So for some backstory, I work at a fairly large farm store in my town, as they pay pretty fairly. I'm at the register and my co-worker is locking up the hunting goods section. They have a giant metal gate like you would see in the front of a mall when the person manning that area goes home for the night. Then a young man, maybe 14 to 15, steps through the sliding glass door with his mother, who's maybe 35 to 37, claiming they need roofing nails. So the mum and son walked in claiming to be looking for some nails, so I tell them what aisle they're in, politely. My co-worker was walking around with a notebook, writing down stocks that we needed more of, and it seemed like a normal night. That is, until I hear from a squeaky puberty voice.
Hey, can you put me down, you pervert?
My co-worker is demanding, give me back the knife and I'll let go.
No, you get the heck off of me before I call the cops.
I can call them right now and get you in trouble for shoplifting.
Mom, this 60-year-old man is trying to kidnap me.
I'm 19, not 60. Just because I dyed my hair white for Halloween doesn't mean I'm 60.
Get the F off my baby before I get the manager.
So my co-worker presses his walkie-talkie button and I walk over to the aisle and see if I can assess the situation.
Ah, good. Are you the manager?
I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to ask your son to give back the knife and for you to let go of my co-worker, or I'm going to have to call the authorities.
Why is a 15-year-old girl working here? Don't you have somewhere else to go? There are firearms and sharp things here.
At this point, I'm starting to get a little frustrated at her, because even though I look young, I'm 17, and nearly everyone assumes I'm 16 to 17, except for a few people like the entitled mum. Mom, I've been raised around hunting and knives my whole life. Selling them and helping people with them is no different. I'm also sorry to point out that I'm 17, not 15.
Fine, then show me your ID.
I don't have to show you anything. Then I press the button for the manager to come to our aisle.
Hello, OP and CO. What's the problem here?
Well, this mother and son are harassing us, and the son has stolen one of the nuts.
This man is trying to kidnap my baby, and I think this young woman here is being forced to work.
I'm glad to say that OP is of age, and CO is not trying to kidnap your baby. But I heard over the radio chatter that a knife has been stolen.
This knife was on the floor, unpackaged, so I thought it was someone's that was dropped.
So you gave it to your teenage son?
Well, duh, these perverts are always looking for kids to take.
Me and my co-worker have been close since our parents met, and he can barely stand his brother. Why would he want another kid?
Probably to sell for his drug addiction.
I don't have a drug addiction, and I think it's time I just take this knife out of your son's hand so this whole issue is over. Soon after, my co-worker takes a knife and hands it to the manager.
If this was found on the floor, then why is the plastic tip still on it?
I guess it's just from the guy being safe.
Mom, I strongly recommend you leave before we contact the police.
Soon after, she leaves, grumbling about having to go to a bigger brand. It starts with an L and its logo is a blue house.
You effing city dorks, go back to playing your games.
Mom, I've been raised in the country and I will die in the country. You're not country because you're literally carrying around a hydro flask. Just shut up and get out of here.
You disrespectful lady, you need to be taught how to respect your elders.
Was that a threat? Because I can easily pull up the cameras and fork it over to the police. The entitled mum and entitled kid scamper out of the building and we lock the door so we can clean up for the night. Thanks for reading. I'm currently getting more information from my co-worker, and he told me about the convo that ensued after I heard the kid scream. I'll try to keep you updated. Well, I hope you can.
Well, I guess I can say that this entitled mum clearly has strong legs with the amount of time she jumped to conclusions in this story.
Yeah, I think you should have instantly called the authorities and got her out of there. Anyway, that is going to be the end of this video. I really hope you guys enjoyed it. Now, I've had a few comments over the past few days about some stories not being truthful and maybe being a little bit fake. So in this video, I tried to pick as legitimate stories as I could find, and I hope that came across. So drop a comment below if you enjoyed these particular stories. With that being said, I will see you all tomorrow with some more Reddit content.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.